Good morning, a Friday morning. We're on the cusp of a new year. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. To all of our listeners, to you, Happy New Year. And those that will be out reveling, be safe. To that end, Alan, of course, New York City, Times Square. I see 150 trucks. We're going to be out there protecting the expected 2 million people in response, really, to the Nice and Berlin-style truck attacks that have occurred.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree more that every precaution is being made. They're putting sand in those trucks. Obviously, they're worried about devices, and they're ringing the crowds with the trucks. You're not allowed to bring in backpacks. Everybody has to be wanded. And still, it's scary. It's a scary proposition. And if you think like a terrorist and you try to put yourself into their warped, evil minds, you know, you can see that this would be a great invitation. And, you know, it would scare the heck out of me. I've never done it. I've been more worried about pickpockets, frankly, than about anything else. But, you know, I grew up in New York. I never went, not once. And I think it was the police commissioner, I may be wrong, who said if people want to stand around for 5 hours and freeze. So, you know, I don't understand it, but they do. And it's the human spirit, and courage is all about sticking your hand on your nose and waving it back and forth at the potential evildoers. And I guess there's nothing much more that one could say about it.
Well, let's talk about the big news of the day. And that, of course, is President Obama responding to Russia's efforts to influence the election. He injected 35 suspected operatives, imposed sanctions on two leading intelligence services. And President-elect Donald Trump's response, everyone needs to move on, but he would meet with intelligence officials.
Well, that's very big of him. As you know, he's not prone to meeting with intelligence people because he says he knows more than they do. He doesn't need to. He said Vice President Pence could do the daily briefings. And one just shakes their head in wonder about that. You know, there are those who have been vigorous in saying that the president should have acted faster. But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff we don't know here. So, for example, we know that one of the responses has been to expel a lot of the people we suspect as spies, and they're going to expel a lot of our people who they expect are spies. It's not a question of whether you have what we call assets on the ground. Nah, it's much more important what you do with those assets and what has been done. And if, in fact, it is so, and I have every reason to believe it is, that the Russians crossed that line and used their cyber mischief to upset an American election, then I think the president is correct in acting. And I think he's acting, even though he's been criticized for acting too late, right now, because it does create a signal, stay out, and also says to the incoming president, woe be you if we find out that this is worse than we think it was. And I am, based on my intelligence, this is the president speaking now, I suspect, saying something has to be done. And when the smoke clears, if we're right about this, there will be hell to pay for the new president.
Let's stick with the new president and the new Senate Minority Leader, New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, who has indicated privately to Mitch McConnell that the Democrats may not be willing to go along with quick confirmation for Trump's nominees.
Well, a lot's going to be dependent on what information the Senate people get. Now, remember that the Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, so that committee budgets and other things are controlled by the majority party. And while the Democrats will have resources that they can work with, it is not going to be as easy as if they were in control of their own House. They're not. Chuck Schumer is also raising a few eyebrows because of his fierce denunciation of the vote in the United Nations, letting a vote condemning Israel go through instead of vetoing it, as the country has in the past. And Chuck Schumer is a big believer in the state of Israel and thinks that this was a mistake. I personally feel, and I think an awful lot of American Jewish voters do, that, you know, this business of continuing allowing Israel or saying it's okay to keep on building these edifices in the so-called occupied areas is a mistake. I think the president not having to play by certain political rules anymore now that he's freed of the presidency was making his statement, as was John Kerry. Schumer doesn't agree, obviously.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. We'll talk to everyone next year, as they say. Happy New Year to all, and be safe out there.
Well, I have to say, this is not an easy time for many Americans, but let us hope that sanity prevails in the coming year.